I'm drowning, I'm drowning, I'm drowning, I'm drowning. Wrist so icy, wonder why she like me, bitch. I'm drowning in water. I just bought a cube and dipped it in a fountain. Everywhere that I go, it's a light show. I'm surrounded. Bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bitch. I'm drowning. I just bought a Cuban ring and dipped it in a fountain. Chain so heavy, I feel like I'm holding up a mountain. Everywhere that I go, it's a light show. I'm surrounded. Bust down, bust down, bitch, I'm drowning. I'm with all my niggas, I don't go nowhere without them. If they don't let us in, they might throw shots at the bouncer. Activist medicine, got it straight from out the doctors. I'm with RJ, but I call him Wayne, cause he's a shotter. Pick up the ladder, put it in the gun, make the nine stretch. Niggas with attitude, but we come straight out of Highbridge. I'm gon' make her panties wet when she see the way I flex. I'm gon' win a Grammy, move my family out the projects. We went from making in the projects to making projects.
Hey, 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 it's Wok. What's going on, people? It is another day hitting the record button, plugging laptops in, making sure everything's running smoothly, and we're back. Thank you very much for joining me again and again. You know, I just thank you to everybody that's supporting me throughout this process. It's been phenomenal. I'd be remiss to say that today wasn't a one heck of a day. It was a day to be remembered. It's 1:30 a.m. April 10th, 2001. And yesterday, technically, right, we lost DMX, one of the most iconic, most influential artists that we've had in rap music, hip hop, whatever you want to call it. And it's sad, you know, apparently. Some battles you lose over time, unfortunately. And we all gotta go at some point, right? Some of us are fighting wars that no one knows anything about. Some of them privately, some of them not so private. I mean, we've seen a lot of his struggles in the past, but I hope now he's at rest. I hope now his family, you know, has found peace or something at this point. I mean, it's so sad. It's all so sudden. So obviously no one's found peace yet, maybe, but I mean, you know, I don't know what to say, but either way, it's a tremendous loss. It's unfortunate, you know. He was a tremendous artist, very talented. But yeah, he had it. 1998 was all his. Like, I remember going, like, that's like the first album I bought was It's Dark and Hell is Hot. Like, my godfather Ricky took me and my godbrother to, I don't know where we went, maybe Toys R Us or some shit. Maybe, no, it was some other spot. It was like a Target or something. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't Targets at that time, so maybe it's like a Walmart type spot, right? Or Kmart, because we had Kmarts in Brooklyn. But I remember I was turning 12, and that was what I asked for, and he got it for me. It was that album, and of course I didn't listen to it openly. I listened to it with my headphones on at home because my mother wouldn't have played with all of that. The barking alone would have got her upset, let alone everything else he was saying. But yeah, man, that's unfortunate. You know, I know that that's just, you know, what the world is experiencing right now. So it's obvious that we shouldn't ignore it here. I can't ignore it. So many classic hype songs that DMX is known to put out, and You know, it's unfortunate that, again, you know, he had different demons he was battling. You know, it sucks to lose. And he lost the ultimate battle. And, again, I hope he finds peace. I hope he's at rest now. That's all I can hope for. Okay. Yeah. Way to bring it the energy down. But anyway, since you're all with me on here, you guys understand. It's all love. But yeah, I've been anticipating this week even better than last. Obviously, I feel more comfortable already. Happy to be back. Happy to be able to be in front of this microphone, expressing myself and all that. So thank you so much for everybody that's listening here, man. It's so funny because last week I tweeted out too, like before I even woke up Saturday morning, I already had 6 listens, which was pretty awesome. You know, I'm sure the
millions
were just busy that morning, but 6 people really took their time to listen before I even got to wake up. So that was just a really awesome feeling, you know, to be able to say that. And that's, you know, all the credit to the
millions,
to those 6. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys so much. I really thank you. It's been awesome to see, to get some love. And then, you know, we got emails this week again, or rather, no, we have voicemails. I'm sorry. I can't tell the difference between an email and a voicemail, but we have voicemails today. So I'm going to play those for us in a moment. Got notes. Overall, man, it's been good though. It's been a nice week, you know, business is booming. What a time to be alive. I mean, there's so many things to be grateful for. I think that's important. You know, we all got to be grateful for something. You know, I've been dealing with all these changes. Last weekend was Easter. And so Friday night I recorded. But then Sunday morning came. And for whatever reason, I woke up and when I looked in the mirror, I saw a stranger, and that was like very hard to absorb that blow. But you know, it is just a visual thing. You know, I do feel healthy overall. I feel like I'm getting stronger in all the ways I need to. I'm doing my best to kind of keep focused on putting out all these different projects and passions into fruition by actually like working on them and trying to share the wealth and share the knowledge of it with as many people as I can. And because I just noticed, like, it's the more you just kind of find something that you want to do, you just could go do it, and it'll just unlock other things. Like, you'll magically find other things that you want to do, and you'll do those things. And maybe not all of them will work, but as I said before, you know, it's like the combination lock to life. Like, you just keep trying until that lock opens, then you bust open these doors. You know, consistency is the most important thing. It's just keep going, keep doing, keep pressing on, keep trying to open that door, whatever that thing is for you. And it doesn't come without any obstacles. So I don't for a second miss the fact that as much of a difficult time I've gone through, I've also gone through the biggest growth in my life as a result. So these things, you know, again, taking the good with the bad, it doesn't feel like it's over, as I keep saying, like, oh yeah, it's gonna be over, it's gonna be better. It just feels like the maturation process is still mountains to climb. And I may have feel like I've climbed a mountain, but there's, you know, this is Everest. this is, I mean, life is Everest, right? It's just, you keep going. So, there's other milestones to accomplish. But even I've had my setbacks, you know, like I've not found the same consistency with practice with my guitar. So I've got to get it back into a better routine. You know, I've picked up a controller and started playing more video games and putting time into that when I could be managing my time so much more efficiently. I've noticed that I slipped back into a habit of a reward system. And I don't know if it's soothing or not, you know, because just trying to ease my stress. So I resort to having some fun playing video games and whatnot. So I think I just need to really channel that into something more productive, which is what I was doing with guitar. I guess it got very difficult to continue to find the time in the middle of the day. And then, I don't know, I guess I'm just making excuses for myself, but yeah, we'll figure it out. But yeah, I'm just coming to grips with that. And everything in life is very fluid, and clearly right now, with my body, it's fluid as well. You know, and it's just hair, but it's still rather bothersome. So I just gotta push on, push through. You know, I'll be okay. I did realize that from last week, though. One of my notes here is that I did talk about that run that I went on, but I really didn't share too much about it. So I figured maybe I could put just a little bit more into that whole story of what happened. Because I went out for a run because I just needed some space and needed some to clear my head. And so I ran into this lady that was walking her dog, and me being very, very, very emotional at that time, I just kind of broke down to a stranger. And, you know, she kind of gave me what I needed in that moment, which was just some acknowledgement and telling me, like, yeah, okay, you're not alone in feeling that this is crazy, you know, or that it's understandable that I'm feeling the way I'm feeling. And, you know, one of the things she told me, she's like, you know, do you have anything like to do? You know, do you write? Do you like to write? Do you do anything like that? So, that was what she encouraged. You know, she encouraged me to create. And so it's funny that a year later, I'm in the middle of that. And I wish I would have said that better last week, but that's why I record every week. So that way I can just continue talking and just add to the conversation. Nothing new here. We're just going to repeat everything.
You heard the guy.
But yeah, I've been trying my best to channel these emotions into something positive. Sometimes it comes out genius. Sometimes it comes out bleh. And this is just in my head, you know. I'm sure.
Pretty good.
Yeah, most of the times, you know.
It's pretty good.
But I this is the part, though. I think I did have that fear. Like, what happens when things get better? What happens when I feel okay? What happens when I'm content? Like, this is my drive to want to, you know, these outlets are important because I have this tension I need to release. So these outlets help. Well, what about when there's no tension anymore? You know, that's always been my issue, is my drive and like really pushing for things. And now I feel, of course, inspired and it's just trying to keep that, you know. It's, you'd think that I'd have it down by now. I mean, I need to be easier on myself, but it's just... And that's how it goes sometimes. And, you know, again, it's like giving myself excuses, like with my guitar, like I could be doing that, but I've forged a new stream off of this river of productivity, you know, whereas guitar was a part of this huge mainstream. It's like, the will and the care for that, I allowed that kind of to trickle off into some stream, into nothingness, and like doesn't make it into the actual progress. So I just have to stick to it and get back into that as well. And I know that that's a common thing. So if anybody out there is struggling with something like that too, struggling with like trying to be consistent, trying to follow things all the way down to the end, just understand like you still have tomorrow. You can still make the better choices. And that's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to make sure I'm altering and curbing, if you will.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what she said.
Curbing some of these habits and trying to, I mean, but it, you know what? I have a Taco Bell problem as well. I'm eating so much damn Taco Bell. I'm going to the gym. I'm working out like a savage. I'm getting muscles in places where I didn't have muscles. But I'm eating so much damn Taco Bell, so I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. I feel like it's still working, but at some point I gotta give it up. But it's so good. It's so good. It's unfortunate. I shouldn't be in a situation where I'm sitting here and saying Taco Bell is like the is like a 5-star experience for me at this point.
Yeah.
But I am.
The ShamWow?
No, Taco Bell. It's tremendous. So I just have a problem. Man, I don't know. But yeah. Another note I have is just, it's really mainly about these battles. It sucks to lose, but you know what? It sucks worse when you don't know you're in a battle. It sucks when you find out after the fact that you've been, you know, in at war unknowingly. Like, what? Okay. I think that sucks even more because it's easy to fight somebody that doesn't know you're fighting, right? I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying at this point.
Just be a fucking good person, man.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. But I tell you one thing. I don't know how all this shakes out. But I know that I'm just practicing patience most of all. Above everything, I'm trying to practice consistency with my podcast, which I think this has been the shining thing that I'm proudest of, is the consistency with this show. And, you know, doing it every week, putting something out for people to listen to every week, like, you know, and I appreciate all of the feedback, and this is the most consistent thing that I'm producing, but I'm also being patient. And I'm learning the value of patience. I was never a patient person with anything ever. So understanding the value of patience, I've learned it in business now. Just how being patient will just pay off so much. And it's funny because towards the end of last year, or rather last summer, like, you know, the waning end of summer, fall, I was reading The Count of Monte Cristo, and obviously it's a big book on revenge, but It's patience. Because he never gets his revenge unless he's patient. And maybe it doesn't have to be revenge for anyone, but maybe it has to, you know, it's a matter of obtaining your goals. Sometimes you have to be patient, but you have to put the work in the middle of that patience. It's a combination. It's a combination that if you're not set up right, then you're not going to know that that's what you have to do. You're going to think that if I'm just going, I'm going to get somewhere. And sometimes it doesn't work like that because you weren't, you know, you didn't have any touch. You didn't have any finesse. And that's what I lacked too, because I had a lot of consistency with work in the past. And I thought I was going to get places. But again, my finesse wasn't there. My touch wasn't there. You know, I couldn't stick the landings because I wasn't patient enough. There was this one time that I was going to get a promotion, and my boss took me out to lunch, gave me the whole rundown, said I was going to be in charge. I was going to be the new sales manager, and I deserved it. I was the most consistent with sales. I was on top of my game. It was a really good time for me. I was consistent. Now, knowing this new information, seeing my goal right in front of me, because that was the goal the whole time, and wanting to be promoted, wanting to be in charge of a sales floor. Having that information, see, I didn't have the patience. I didn't have the tools to be patient at the time. So in my mind, I was already the manager. So I focused on all the things that a manager would need to focus on. And then I forgot that I was actually still a salesman. I hadn't got the promotion yet. I'd just gotten basically a handshake agreement. But I hadn't officially gotten any position. And I didn't sell anything for another month, because I was just so preoccupied with what I would do and how I'm going to do it and all that stuff. But I didn't just stick to the plan. I got ahead of myself. I didn't have finesse. I didn't have touch. So now, through all these things, I'm learning the art of building the touch and the finesse for things, sticking the landing and timing, you know, timing my entry, timing my exit. These things are all so important to everything that I'm doing right now in life. And I think that anybody can learn from that. Anybody can apply that in different ways when you're having difficulties. You have to really time your exits. Time your exits from relationships. Time your exits from conversations. You know, like there may be some conversations that don't need to be had. Maybe there's some conversations that need to be had. So you need to time your entry on it. But I got time. I have time. And I'm going to use my time wisely. I'm going to make sure that I'm everything that I need to be for myself and my family. All these things are going to line up perfectly for me. So I'm not concerned about it. It's already lining up. Again, it's me now being patient, because I could be as consistent as I'm being right now. I could do all these things. But if I wasn't patient, I'd blow it up in a second. All of it. I'd blow it up in a second. I really would. It would all go to shit. Because then if I wasn't patient, I'd put out, like what I did in the beginning of this, I put out a bonus episode, which was probably one of my best episodes ever, but that's considered a bonus. It's not even real. It's not even a number. I could change that. Yeah, sure. But in reality, I jumped the gun. I should have held it. But I learned from that. I got to learn from that. I got to learn to space it out. And then I did that. So then I had 4 episodes in the bag from the weekend with the De La Rosas, and then I had my cousin, then I had my friend. So I had all these different things lined up. But then again, like, I didn't stick the landing. I didn't show the finesse. Like, I just played it all straight out. I didn't take my time. I didn't put myself in the middle of one of those so that way there would be times where I'm still recording by myself, staying warm, which then leads to last week where it's, and to me, it feels very out of rhythm. And this week's a little better, but again, I'm just kind of finding my sea legs again. It's almost like I started from scratch. But again, that's because I didn't set myself up right. It's new. It's still all new. You know, this is still a very, this is episode 18. It's going to be it's the fourth month that I'm doing this. So it's still learning. Everything is learning. Everything is new, but I'm glad that you guys are with me along this journey as I'm learning these things and growing and becoming more mature and more responsible, but also more professional about how I'm approaching these things and realistic as well. Because you want to have realistic expectations. And that's why I'm being patient. Because if I'm being patient, I can sculpt it exactly what I want. And I will have realistic expectations because I've hand cradled this process so I can take it exactly where I want it to go if I'm patient enough. You don't get this big boulder up on the top of a mountain in one shot. Again, you got to plan. You got to become efficient. But it's going to be good. This year is really, you know, as I said this at the end of last year, like, this year is going to be good. It's going to be a good year. It's been a good year so far. It's been a good year. It's getting better. It's all getting better. I hope it's getting better for everyone listening. You know, I don't know how people are acclimating back to life if they've been underground for a while or if maybe they've got to go back to work now. Maybe they've lost their job. Maybe they, you know, I know there's a lot, there's a whole new world now because of this COVID stuff. So I hope people understand this is a fresh beginning. It's a fresh start for the world. There's so many possibilities. So you just kind of push for what you want. Now more than ever, you can really make it your own. You can make this whole world your own. I mean, TikTok, YouTube, like, come on, podcasts.
You heard the guy.
Like, come on, guys. Like, you can do anything you want.
Just be a fucking good person, man.
And then you're fine. You're golden. You're golden.
The ShamWow?
Yeah. You're just as good. That's all you need to do. I don't know. You know, some people, I don't know when they're gonna grow, but we'll see. But I've seen people look at me different, not just because of how I look, but I think that I carry myself differently now. Again, being patient, understanding finesse, touch. Timing these things out is important. Because most of the time the people that know you the best, they feel as though that you'll never change. Because they don't want you to change. I think people want to be the ones that change and nobody else. There's people like that. They want to be the ones successful. And I really didn't think... I didn't think people were like this. I didn't think there was people like that, that were okay with seeing that they were low-key haters, like low-key, like, you know, they want to see you they low-key want to hear that in your life because it makes them feel better about them. I didn't think that people were like that because I'm not like that. I don't care good or bad with you. I want you to be good. It's not going to... That makes me happy. It makes me better. Some people, they hear other people are doing well and it festers. They don't understand why not them, as opposed to just being happy. They don't understand why not them. They want what is, they want that happiness, and they'll take it, as opposed to being consistent and appreciating things. But we'll see. I don't know. Maybe I'm just rambling. I don't know if anybody's getting anything from this. But let's see. I do have some of Vasamez. Let's go to that.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Gabzilla coming at you again with the riddle. All right. There's a one-story house in which everything is yellow. Everything. Yellow walls, yellow doors, yellow furniture. What color are the stairs? And you will get the answer next week. Be blessed, everyone. Thank you.
All right. What color are the stairs? The stairs are yellow. Wait, what? I'm going to play that one again. I didn't get that.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Gabzilla. Gabzilla. Come back again with the riddle. All right. There's a one-story house in which everything is yellow. Everything. Yellow walls, yellow doors, yellow furniture. What color are the stairs? And you will get the answer next week. Be blessed, everyone. Thank you.
Well, unless there's stairs outside, I think that there are no stairs because this is a one-story house. But I guess we'll hear next week. But we have more. No, I get no. Hold on. She left the second voicemail. Let's see.
It's me again. I think the other one was a little bit too easy. So you know what? Scratch that. The answer was it's a one-story house. There's no stairs. Here's a new one.
You heard
a man
the guy
who was outside in the rain without an umbrella or a hat. There's. Here's a new one. A man who was outside in the rain without an umbrella or a hat. Didn't get a single hair on his head wet. Why? We'll find out next week. Thank you.
Huh? He was out. I gotta hear it one more time. Hold on.
There's no stairs. Here's a new one. A man who was outside in the rain without an umbrella or a hat didn't get a single hair on his head wet. Why? We'll find out next week. Thank you.
All right. Well, I mean, all right, well, look, this, you might be asking the wrong one because I happen to be bald. So maybe he didn't get a single hair on his head wet because he didn't have any hair. He was bald. So if that's the answer, then I win a prize or something. I don't know. I think I got that one right, though. It's got to be because he's bald. And again, I don't know. I might have got that one on the nose. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong now. I want to hear what the answer was. And then we got one last one.
You create this safe space for everybody, and I wanted to lead with something I thought would be great, a confession. So, confession, I am sometimes ashamed and embarrassed to be my complete self around others. You inspire me.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for that confession. And man, I mean I think that I was always just happy to entertain people. So if that meant me, and I usually felt like that meant me making jokes and being silly and being a clown, so I guess that's just my natural way, and always being the youngest in the family for the most part, I always just felt like I had a stage. So, and I I don't think that you have anything to be ashamed or embarrassed about. I think it's so much more important to be yourself and to grow in the healthy ways and the healthy things that make you you. So I think that you should just try your best to not be so hard on yourself, because I think we are our toughest critics. So as long as you cannot be so hard on yourself, I think that that's the good old saying, you know, those who mind don't matter, and those who matter wouldn't mind, or something like that. And I think that's the case. You know, that's really the case. Anytime I felt that I was in a, because I've been in situations and in social situations where I felt somewhat ashamed to be myself, or embarrassed for who I was. And I understand now that those feelings were being pressed upon me more so because those other people were most likely feeling inadequate in some way on their own. And their own way, their only way to feel better is to bring someone else down. Because it works, it helps. But I know that that's nothing about me now. I know that now. So I wish I would have known that back then, because once I would have probably been able to manage myself better. But also maybe I would have found a new crew. And maybe that's not necessary with every situation, because again, it's also how you carry yourself, you know, how you approach the after effect of you just being yourself and what that does. And you know, again, if you're getting positive feedback from you being yourself, and it's just really a self-conscious thing where you just feel like you're being a little bit too extra,
you heard the guy.
Well, then again, that's just you have to be less hard on yourself in that case. But if you're around people that are putting you down for, you know, what you're all about, then again, as long as you're doing things and you're not trying to hurt anybody, then, and you're not actually hurting anybody, then fuck everybody else.
You heard the guy.
You know, they can go kick rocks. I'm sure, again, those that matter won't mind, and those that mind don't fucking matter. And always,
just be a fucking good person, man.
Exactly. But, you know, that's what happens. Just try to be consistent, people. Whatever it is you're doing, don't dwell in the rut. There's a rut. We all can get in it. If you have to hear this to hear it, you can make a choice today that is going to be good for you. And you can do it again tomorrow. Let's just start there. We can make a choice today. We can follow through. And then we can also do it again tomorrow. And that we could do that every day. Every day we can say, I'm going to do this today, and I can do it tomorrow too. And follow through, just one day at a time. And keeping in mind that we're preparing for the next. That's strong. Because think of how many people can't even do it once. Think of how many people don't even start. It's just a matter of starting and trying to keep going. It really is. And that's everything. And I'm going to keep doing this. And I hope you guys are enjoying it. I hope you guys get involved more, you know. Again, you can get involved. You can send emails. You can send voicemails. 917-791-0241. Or you can hit me up on Twitter at WalkIsExtra. I've been a little bit more active there lately. Been using Twitter personally and with the podcast as well. So I've been a little bit more active there. And of course, you can send an email at my Gmail, which is joaquintalking@gmail.com. That's JOAQUIN joaquintalking@gmail.com. You guys, you know, I don't have to fucking spell it out, do I?
That's what she said.
Good old fucking dung dung. All right. But yeah, man, it's gonna be interesting. And I for all those of you who are living in the New York area, the Yang Gang is in full effect out here. Wrong one.
Mayor.
That's right, Andrew Yang running for mayor, baby. Give me that universal basic income, baby. That's right. Listen, it's okay, man. The rich people, they get their money, man. It's about time America starts to pay themselves a little more, okay? Pay themselves. Take some profit, all right? Let America take some profit, okay? Our elected officials are all doing it. Take some profit. They got stimmy checks going around. We need UBI checks, universal basic income. Andrew Yang is going to bring it to us.
The ShamWow?
What, is he giving ShamWows? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's tremendous. Ooh. Combo breaker. I need that one next. That was a nice little soundboard combo. I wonder how that came out. I'm not sure. That's right. I moved that one away, so that's not going to be getting in my way anymore. I put what's supposed to be in its rightful place. That's right. A good old news flash. But yeah, I'm happy to be back. I mean, it feels like we were away. That's all I gotta say. It feels like we were away. It feels like the show was gone for a while because I had all these episodes in the bag. But I promise, guys, next time I do that, I'm gonna make sure I space it out differently. That way I'm back here doing this too. That way I don't get out of rhythm. That way I don't sound like a fucking moron. And it doesn't take me 2-3 episodes to get back into rhythm that I'm actually recording a show. And I'll have better notes and I'll have better talking points and this and this and that. And maybe I'll get some guests again. But it's just good to have consistency. And it kind of drove me a little mad not to have it. So, yeah. We'll get there. You know, we are getting there. We are getting there. All right. We're all getting there. We're getting places. We're going there together, guys. But yeah, that's kind of how we're going to do it. We're just going to keep pressing this record button. You guys are going to keep coming, keep listening. Again, if there's anything that you'd want to talk about, thank you, Gabzilla, for a friendly little riddle. Again, I think the answer is because he was bald. But yeah, that's awesome. That kind of stuff. All things are welcome. Confessions. Thank you to the caller who left a confession. That's what it's all about. I'm trying to confess everything here. You know, I'm trying to alleviate myself every week of all of this mental cloggage that I carry. But you know, I hope that you guys are doing well. I hope that this second quarter of 2021 is profitable. I hope that it is productive, and I hope that you guys feel whole and feel loved throughout this. I think that's what we need to feel in this second quarter, because it was, let's not forget, a year ago around this time we were locking up. We were staying home, and we were in it for a while. Then we had protests and we had George Floyd. We had a lot of things going on in this country. And now we're dealing with the aftermath of all of it. And you have right now the George Floyd case getting going in court now. So things have a way of echoing. So just try to love each other the best we can. You know, that's the best we can do. We could try to do that. And just try your best to do well, to do good, do well, to do. Bleh, 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 bleh. Yeah, shut up, Joaquin. But yeah, you know, I'm grateful to be able to do this. I'm grateful for all of you, and I think we're gonna call it a wrap for that one. I like that. This was a good one. This was felt better. I don't know. You guys let me know what you think, all right? You guys give me some feedback on this one. Let me know what you thought of this episode, what you guys got going on in your lives. Again, JoaquinTalking@gmail.com, 917-791-0241, and at WalkIsExtra on Twitter. Yeah, again, rest in peace to DMX. I'm sure he's not the only person that died today. I'm sure thousands of people died today. Some people lost their parents. Some people lost their brothers, their sisters, their children. So just love who you got. Love yourself. Again, love yourself. Do better for yourself and for others. And, you know, live life to the fullest. One day that's going to be our family. One day that's going to be us that passes away. You know, one day it's going to be our parents. I mean, these things are inevitable. But, you know, in the meantime, you know what to do. Rest in peace, DMX. Peace out, guys.
We did it. What the fuck you gon' do when we run up on you? Fucking with the wrong crew. Don't know what we going through. I'ma have to show niggas how easily we blow niggas. Let me find out it's some more niggas that's running with your niggas. Nothing we can't handle. Break it up and dismantle. Light it up like a candle. Just cause I can't stand you. Put my shit on tapes like you busting grapes. Think you holding weight, then you haven't met the apes. Stop. Mind your business, lady. What? Nosy people get it too. What? When you see me spit at you, what? You know I'm trying to get rid of you. What? Yeah, I know it's pitiful. What? That's how niggas get down. What? Watch my niggas spit round. They got niggas kiss ground. What? Just for talking shit, clown. Oh, you think it's funny? What? Then you don't know me, money. What? It's about to get ugly. What? Fuck a dog, I'm hungry. What? I guess you know what that means. What? Come up off that green. What? Five niggas on the theme. What? Don't make it a murder scene. What? Give a dog a bone. What? Leave a dog alone. What? Let a dog roam and what? He'll find his way home. Shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's how rough riders roll.
done started. Ask Rick, you got it. Had it, should have shot it. Now you're dealing departed. Get at me, dog, did I rip shit? But this one here, I'll flip shit. Niggas know when I kick shit, it's gonna be some slick shit. What would that look for when I walked in the door? Oh, you thought you was raw? Boom, not anymore. Cause now you on the floor. Wishing you never saw me walk through that door with that 4-4. Now it's time for bed. Two more to the head. Got the floor red. Yeah, that nigga's dead. Another unsolved mystery. It's going down in history. Niggas ain't never did shit to me. Bitch ass niggas can't get to me. Got to make a move. Got a point to prove. Gotta make them groove. Got them all like, ooh. Show it to the next time. You hear this nigga rhyme? Try to keep your mind on getting pussy and crime.
Because of that, I am blessed and highly favored by you. I am the object of your affection. Your favor surrounds me as a shield, and the first thing that people come in contact with is my favor shield. Thank you that I have favor with you and man today. All day long, people go out of their way to bless and to help me. I have favor with everyone that I deal with today. Doors that were once closed are now open for me. I receive preferential treatment. I have special privileges. I am God's favored child. No good thing will he withhold from me. Because of God's favor, my enemies cannot triumph over me. I have supernatural increase and promotion. I declare restoration of everything the devil has stolen from me. I have honor in the midst of my adversaries and an increase of access, especially in real estate and expansion of territory. Because I am highly favored by God, I experience great victories, supernatural turnarounds, miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of fate and possibilities. I receive recognition, prominence, and honor. Petitions are granted to me, even by ungodly authorities. Policies, rules, regulations, and laws are changed and reversed on my behalf. I win battles and I don't even have to fight, because God fights them for me. This is the day, the set time and designated moment for me to experience the free favors of God that profusely and lavishly abound on my behalf. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.